Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Bill Schauser for Community Comment. I've been having a robust conversation with myself lately concerning the health of our democracy. I've come to the conclusion that American democracy is not as exceptional as we'd like to believe, and there is nothing in our Constitution or culture, for that matter, to immunize us from increasing democratic breakdown. Democracies do have written rules, constitutions, and referees, the courts, but these work best and survive longest in countries where written constitutions are reinforced by their own unwritten rules of the game. The genius of the first generation of America's political leaders was not that they created foolproof institutions, but that, in addition to designing very good institutions, they gradually and with great difficulty established a set of shared beliefs and practices that helped our governing institutions work. These shared understandings of appropriate behavior served as the soft guardrails of democracy, preventing day-to-day political competition from devolving into a no-holds-barred conflict. Norms do not simply rely on political leaders' good character, but rather are shared codes of conduct that become the common knowledge that is accepted, respected, and enforced by its members. A norm's importance is quickly revealed by its absence. When norms are strong, violations trigger expressions of disapproval ranging from head-shaking and ridicule to public criticism and outright ostracism. Politicians who violate them can and should expect to pay a price. One norm that stands out as fundamental to a functioning democracy is mutual toleration. Mutual toleration refers to the idea that as long as our rivals play by constitutional rules, we accept that they have an equal right to exist, compete for power, and govern. We may disagree with and even strongly dislike our rivals, but we nevertheless accept them as legitimate. This means recognizing that our political rivals are decent, patriotic, law-abiding citizens, that they love our country and respect the Constitution just as we do. It means that even if we believe our opponent's ideas to be foolish or wrong-headed, we do not view them as an existential threat, nor do we treat them as treasonous, subversive, or otherwise beyond the pale. Mutual toleration is one procedural principle that tells politicians how to behave beyond the bounds of law. Put another way, it's politicians' collective willingness to agree to disagree with a sense of civility and fair play. Our democratic values and institutions are best upheld when we all engage in civic discourse that is civil in tone, respectful of others, and designed to produce constructive outcomes for the betterment of our country. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.